Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good evening and welcome to Urban Wine Life. This is Michael, your Bougie Black Brother. And we're here for our next wine review. And I had a couple of white wines left over. And you know how I like to have my different wines according to what I'm eating. So I had my wife cooked me a leftover turkey gumbo. So she used the turkey and made a gumbo. So it had this creaminess in it. It had that kind of stony taste. And the things that she put in it was like really, really interesting. So what I thought, and I didn't have a Chardonnay on the shelf, but I grabbed this Cuvée Bianco Italian wine in the region of Gattinara, Italia. So Gattinara is part of that Piedmont region in Italy. And I wanted to grab that and say, let me try to put that with what we've been drinking and what we've been eating. And this is one of the, you know, one of those delivery wines that I had. And it was like a good low cost wine. It was a price point of like $8.99. You can get them as low as possibly, because I looked it up too, Splash Wines. For about $6.99. So if you get the package deal, this is one of the cheaper ones. But what made this interesting was it wasn't bad. I didn't think I can sit and enjoy the complexities of it and say, wow, you know, it has a nose of these numerous amount of flavors and smells, and then the taste took me somewhere else. No, this was simple to what did I need it for? I needed to go with the meal that I had, and it did a really great job. So when I had it and I smelt it, it had a good, it had a chalky smell. So let's get a new spritz. I let this sit and let it breathe for just a minute. So I'm getting, which is really interesting, I'm getting some almost guava tropicals type smells in that, which was really cool. But that chalky smell, and I've never really compared it, but they said limestone. But it, to me, is like a stone smell to it, and a chalky type, you know, aroma and nose to it, which was cool. But it gave me a tropical scent and nose to it. So like guava and some of those bright type fruits. And I was like, wow, which is cool. So I was like, that's a different smell, but with what I wanted, did it really go to what I wanted? So let's take another smell. Let's take a look. And you know, I like to woof that up. So it's a good color to it too. And let's take a drink. So pretty good. Not exciting. The tropical taste or nose that I had, it didn't transition into the taste. So what I got was a continuous mineral taste, a light grassy. It's not really anything popping out of that. But when I had it with the meal, it kind of pulled those flavors from the meal. And it had a flavor to it that kind of went really well. I think it balanced the meal out. It didn't do anything to stand alone. So if you're drinking this by yourself, you'd be very, very, very disappointed. But if you take it with a meal, kind of do that food pairing there, and I think you'll be really, really pleased with that. And with a low price point, you'll be okay. The thing is, you know, you can go to Aldo's, And I'm still trying to get to Target, because Target has wines listed and I really wanted to try as well. But those are low price points and I really wanted to try some of those, but we'll get around to those. But this one, low price point, $8.99, well, $6.99 to $8.99. You can kind of pick that up. It depends on who you're getting it from. Good tropical limestone, actually nose to it, and a really even, I don't even want to say bland. If it's standalone, it's, you'll probably say it's bland, but a normal, grassy, non-fruit forward type taste that goes well if you match it up. So if you're looking for something otherwise, that is going to kind of disappoint you. So, Urban Wine Life, I'm Michael Yabushi, Black Brother. Got a red wine coming up. It's a Merlot. We should be having that for next week. I'm trying to have that with some meatloaf. And if I have that with the meatloaf, we're going to pop that that meaty, that almost like tomatoey taste into that. And we'll go from there. But thanks for stopping by. And catch me on Bougie Black Bro and Bougie blackbrother.com and Urban A Wine Life, and we'll see you soon. Thank you.